Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry. Are you in pain or uncomfortable much of the time? Does life feel like endless doctor appointments and medications? If you answered yes to either of those questions, the Apostle John has some very real encouragement for you. In John 3, verses 2 through 3 in the New International Version, he says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it." Before we begin thinking about what this means, push away your cares and worries of the moment. This is a time to rest and to be alone with God. Dear friend, let His promised presence wash over you and ask the Holy Spirit to attune your body and mind to His whisperings. Breathe in deeply the love God has for you and bask in the joy that He always works for good in you. We all want to feel good. And it's so discouraging as we age when this doesn't always happen. But our passage offers hope in the latter part, which can help our focus. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, even though we are now old, we still need a Father. And what a joy and relief to know that you are a Father who loves us perfectly and that we can trust you implicitly. That means that even on the days when our bodies are failing, you are closer than our breath and you never leave us for a moment. That brings contentment. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a moment to humble yourself before God. Take a deep breath and open your hands to receive anything God has for you. Admit that He knows more than you do, and then trust Him with your frailties and your failings. Ask Him to show you what He wants of you in this season of life, even if it's just the ability to lean on His breast as a child. Admit now your helplessness to keep perspective in your own power. Ask for His help in finding joy in daily life and to experience thankfulness rather than complaining. Tell God you want to find joy in His presence and that you want to value Him more than anything else life has to offer. Ask Him to make you a blessing to those around you, even if you must ask for help. Of course, you want good health and to feel good. We all do. But as you age, these things can become more elusive. But that doesn't mean you won't have good days. You will, And in those days, you should take advantage of them in every possible way. But in the days that are more difficult, you can find comfort that God is doing a work in your soul that perhaps could be done in no other way. John 3, verses 2 through 3 in the New International Version says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it." As I read that passage again, listen for what brings John joy. "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it." What comes through as the most important part of these verses? Although John wanted good health for his friend, how is faithfulness to the truth even more important? Listen to that same passage in the Common English Bible. "Dear friend, I'm praying that all is well with you and that you enjoy good health in the same way that you prosper spiritually. I was overjoyed when the brothers and sisters arrived and spoke highly of your faithfulness to the truth, shown by how you live according to the truth." Notice how John joins the prayer for good health with prospering spiritually. How might these two be related? How might your health be affected by your spiritual state? Of course, that doesn't mean you are doing something wrong spiritually if you're suffering ill health. Not at all. But your spiritual state can bolster your physical health by filling your mind and thus your body with light and truth rather than darkness and lies. How have you seen the reality of that in your own life? Take a moment to talk to Jesus about this. Ask him to help you flood your mind with light and truth so that there is no room for depression, despair, and discouragement. Let's listen to John 3, verse 3 in the Common English Bible. I was overjoyed when the brothers and sisters arrived and spoke highly of your faithfulness to the truth, shown by how you live according to the truth. When have you felt joy about hearing of someone else's faithfulness? Perhaps your activities are now limited, but think of some concrete examples of how God might use your faithfulness to encourage those around you. What would it look like in your life to live according to the truth? How might living with the purpose of staying faithful to God, which means trusting Him even when things are difficult, not only encourage those around you, but bolster your own well-being? Dear Lord, this beloved one of yours longs to stay faithful to you. Help them to know that if they find joy in you, it will spill over to all those around them, showing them that a life of faith is the best possible life anyone can lead. Even on the painful days, help this child of yours to find the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a few more moments with God. This day, may you find your joy in Christ and all He has done for you. May you be surrounded with His love, and may it reflect to all those around you. And until next time, may you abide in Christ.